Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that has made me feel a little uneasy is if I go to a restaurant and we're really trying to support local business, I can't stand hearing in the news, another restaurant closes. And so hubby and I try to at least once a week try to get out to some of these places who I don't know, you know, how much longer they can last with everything going on with the labor shortage and prices going up and just the way this whole COVID pandemic just unfolded. And the one thing that makes it feel a little unsettling is when I sit down and I take off a mask, right, because you're eating, and it's almost like I watch people and I feel that same way. Okay, let me just walk from the car to the seat, and then once I get to the seat, I could rip off the mask, which does not have any microbiology logic that I could think of. But we rip off the mask when we're at the table because technically we don't have to wear the mask and we're allowed to eat. So we just look like imbeciles. If I was a virus and I was just sitting there on the wall looking at all of us, I'd be like, okay, you're next. It just doesn't make sense. So we put our face coverings on the table, we stick it on the seat, we stick it in our purse, yet the host, hostess, bartender, those that, you know, are food servers, they're wearing masks. And you just kind of get this feeling like, okay, you know, you're being served, and I just don't like that feeling, you know, because I waited tables and I was in the restaurant industry, and so I'm like, okay, no, we're just, you know, look, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. I'm fine with it. Breathe if you want to. I'm okay with it. And I just get this feeling of, all right, there's like a class system which shouldn't exist, but it was exemplified yesterday during the Emmys. So during the Emmys, and mind you, I think the award shows should go on. I don't know how many people watch them, but I think those shows that knocked it out of the park should get awards. I do. I thought Ted Lasso, I thought The Crown. There's been tons of movies during the Oscars and TV shows and songs with Grammys. So I like the idea that there's a competition. I like the idea that there's a reward and there's an honor. And, you know, so then if you do like something, it kind of validates going, okay, looks like I'm current. That's good. I'm really old school, so I like a lot of old school sort of things. But what really bothered me was all these stars, and I don't know how many have been on the high horse throughout this pandemic, but you see a whole bunch of stars, you see them close together, you see them under this, I guess it was a tent. It was supposed to be outdoors, but it was technically indoors because there was a tent. And they're acting like there's no COVID. They're all sitting together, they're all laughing, and they're like, yeah, you know, we're all celebrities. And here we are, whether it's in Nevada, whether it's in California, whether it's in our respective state, where there's mask mandates, there's vaccine mandates, and you're looking at the Emmys, and they look like they have this air of, I'm immune to this. Not immune to the virus, but I'm immune to rules. And I see that with celebrities. Now, me being in radio, radio's interesting because even if you do become a celebrity in the radio world, you never feel like the Julia Roberts or Margot Robbie or Brad Pitt, because you're just more down to earth. When you're in radio, you're really connecting with your listeners. You're just kind of, you know, you aren't up at the clouds. You're with all of us here. So it doesn't matter how, I mean, maybe there are some radio celebrities who I've seen who thought their poop didn't stink. But for the most part, those of us in radio are pretty down to earth. And so, you know, if I'm going to suggest something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to practice what I preach. But you see this, whether it's the global warming, saying, oh, we need to do this for our continent and for our globe, and we need to protect the climate, and yet they're flying all over the place. They're using jets and yachts and whatever the heck they're doing. And their carbon footprint is a heck of a lot bigger than yours or mine. And just like this attitude with the mass and sitting close together, when I can't tell you how many of them were like, we need to do our part. We need to isolate. We need to social distance. We need to mass. Let's all work together. And so, you know, I'd really like to see these people in the trenches. I'd like to see some of them volunteer at a hospital and not just for a photo op. I mean, I would really like to see them. Didn't like Brad Pitt get out there to actually build homes after Hurricane Katrina? Again, I can't verify how long he was out there, how many hours, but to me, that at least means a heck of a lot more than this, all right, guys, do as I say, not as I do. And so when you see this kind of hypocrisy, or when you see this sort of class system, I'm not a fan of somebody being idolized like they're a god, unless, of course, like Tom Brady. Hey, I really like sports. I think what Lamar Jackson did yesterday was absolutely fantastic. You know, there's some gifted athletes out there. And I believe that if you're an athlete, okay, you do deserve some quan. And I also believe if you're an actor or an actress that could cry on demand. But, you know, a lot of acting and a lot of movie making, it's really based on everything else around you. I mean, when you're an athlete, it's you. Yeah, it's you in the red zone. It's you swimming that, you know, those, I don't know, 100 meters. When it's the movies, it's the costume, it's the makeup, it's the lighting, it's the directing. Having done acting myself, I'm only as good as my director. When the director gets me to make that facial expression, or because he could see what I can't see, I think I'm doing it right, but, you know, your acting ability is based on your director. And so I think celebrities do deserve some of the quan that they get. They entertain us, and they do have the star quality, but they're not gods. I mean, they're not, and when they act like it, when they get up there and they get on their pulpit and they try to preach to us, I think, you know, a society needs to kind of relook at how we look at our celebrities. But somebody who's talented, who could sing, who could dance, you know, who could act, you know, who could do athletics and stuff, that still doesn't make you a god. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week, at the end of the week, the FDA Advisory Committee had looked at the data that they had thus far when it came to boosters. And we'll go a little bit more into detail about that later in the show. And rather than agreeing with the White House on, it's open season as of September 20th, they actually came up with a pretty shocking ruling. They said, we're not ready to do general public boosters. So that first ruling came out, that first vote, it's not necessarily what the FDA would do, but usually when the advisory committee suggests that the FDA follows and the CDC follows. But that first headline came out, and everybody's like, wait, the boosters are not okay yet. The boosters are not approved. And I had to kind of calm people down, going, it doesn't necessarily mean the boosters are bad. It just means the FDA was not ready for a premature announcement for the general public, and the White House was premature. But I did, though, hope that they would expand it still to older individuals and those at high risk. And it turns out when they did meet a little bit later for that next vote, shall we say, they did vote unanimously to allow those who are at least after, I believe, a month, I think 28 days after their initial two doses. If they are at high risk, they have access to a booster. If you are over 65 and if you're at high risk, even though basically COVID can make anybody high risk, but if you are in one of those populations where your doctor thinks you need a booster, you could get a booster. So Moderna people could get a Moderna booster, Pfizer people could get a Pfizer booster, and we're going to get official guidance from the FDA and CDC, obviously coming this week, but it was interesting because, we expected the FDA and White House to be on the same page, and they weren't. So, and for those of you that want a booster, you should be able to get a booster. Now, in the meantime, there's still this bashing that's going on with the vaccine hesitant, and the rules are getting stricter and stricter. As Biden a couple weeks ago had urged that mandates proceed, but administered by employers, there's still this divide between those who are vaccine hesitant and those who aren't. And my issue, as we're looking at the boosters, as we're looking at some of these new variants, as we're looking at some of the other things that might be coming around the bend, flu season, I think the government did a huge cluster and a half when it came to instilling any confidence in their public health policies. And so when it comes to future public health, me being a doctor, I could be pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. It doesn't matter what I say. It matters how the public perceives our officials and how the public perceives the education being given and the guidance being given by our public officials. So I kind of did a little timeline of how public officials approached pharmaceutical companies and approached these vaccines, and I'm actually shocked there's not more people who were vaccine hesitant. I mean, it was just one cluster and a half. And so the government needs to probably meet and get their acts together, both Democrat and Republican, if they even want to attempt to have some sort of public health policy that's successful later in the future. Because right now, I think the average American doesn't know one end from another based on all the baloney that we've seen, and I'm really trying not to cuss, from the government. So over 70% of our population have gotten at least a vaccine or has some form of immunity, because I think natural immunity counts, right? But when we did talk about the boosters, or we did talk about flu shots, or we talk about something in the future, many people said, look, they got me to jump on board originally. I'm not doing it now. So how do we rectify it? How do we fix it? How do we reverse it? Well, we can't fix the past. And some of the things in the past was, as I've said before, years of bashing pharmaceutical companies. So everybody that was running for office thought it would be really popular and would make a great soundbite and a headline to call Big Pharma crooks. And in fact, Bernie Sanders, he had tweeted right before the pandemic happened, the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest bunch of crooks in this country. He says, when I am president, we are going to end their greed and slash prices for prescription drugs. So maybe, yes, he was focused more on the prescription drug aspect of it, but saying pharmaceutical companies are greedy and people supporting that sort of narrative, then are those same people going to switch their disbelief and distrust when we hear Pfizer says, look, the shot's going to be fine for 5-year-olds. The shot, I'll trust it if Pfizer and the FDA and the CDC and objective scientists say the shot is safe. But the one thing we learned in medical school is when a pharmaceutical company is doing the study, you need to make sure you have an outside source verifying it, because obviously there's a conflict of interest. So I don't agree with Bernie Sanders that the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest bunch of crooks. I like the pharmaceutical industry, But I do believe that you do need to check some balance to make sure that there is no conflict of interest or somebody promoting something that they're going to obviously make money from. So that obviously persists. Then we went from masks aren't necessary to, all right, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to be arrested, or you're going to, you know, lose your job, or we're going to shut down your business. So very interestingly, the quote Dr. Fauci had done in March 2020 was not that far off. He was on a 60 Minutes episode, and he said there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. He's right with that. It's not providing the perfect protection. This is why we have seen huge spikes in COVID cases in places with mask mandates, because the mask didn't provide the protection that people thought, and they were out and about and doing mask kisses and all sorts of stuff. He said often there are unintended consequences. People like fiddling with the mask, and then they keep touching their face. So he wasn't that completely off. And remember, they needed to protect the PPE for the hospitals, for healthcare workers. So obviously, they wanted people to slow down on panicking and putting things over their faces. You know, that might not work. I think the N95s work. I like the N95s, but they're not 100%. The problem with that is, even though Dr. Fauci said, all right, go ahead and wear a mask, it wasn't that they gave us the option to wear a mask. It's they mandated it. And then on top of that, there were like these laws or these rules, and people were getting shot or stabbed when they were asking patrons to come into their establishment with the mask. It went from 0 to 100 in a matter of weeks. That starts to make people go, wait a second here. Do you guys, you know, have this all figured out? Plus, by the way, in the government, nothing ever works that quickly. So all of a sudden they come up with this mask mandate that quickly. You know, it just went too fast. Trump did his part by minimizing the pandemic. That wasn't good. He had acted like the border, shutting down the borders would have fixed it. And he kept saying COVID was like the flu. You know, even though he could have said, look, guys, you know, are we going to panic every time there's flu? Are we going to, you know, I understand he wanted to minimize the panic. But when you have that messaging saying COVID is the flu, if we don't know what we're dealing with, you got to say it. You have to be honest. So that didn't help. Then people blamed hospital overflow on people not wearing masks. So when people were in the hospital suffering with COVID, and they said, but, you know, people accused them, you didn't wear a mask. I'm like, yeah, I did wear a mask. I did. So, if there's a hospital overflow problem, it's because we don't have enough beds. I told you guys, we have 3 million people in my state, and we only have 5,600 beds. That's not enough during a pandemic. Doesn't make sense. Then, and I've said this before, you really lose us when it comes to law and order, when you start to make us sacrifice our own livelihood. We'll do a lot for the cause, but when you tell us we're not allowed to work, we're not allowed to feed our family, and we're going to go to jail, okay, you lose us. They did not have to lock us down and threaten business closure. People were already scared enough of the virus that less people were already going to work, going to establishments. We were going to close our businesses down temporarily because if the schools closed and our employees wanted to stay home and we didn't know what was going on, we were going to make that decision anyway. Did the government really have to jump in? So we're still taking your calls and your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not done with this yet. Let's go take a quick break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A mass shooter in Russia has killed nearly a dozen souls at the University of Perm Monday morning. The gunman has been detained. The Perm State University Press Service said the suspect used a so-called traumatic firearm. Such guns are designed to fire non-lethal rubber bullets or plastic bullets, but this one appeared to be modified to fire other ammunition. Perm is about 700 miles east of Moscow. The FBI confirmed Sunday that the body found in a Wyoming national park is likely that of missing Long Island native Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
Gabby disappeared while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who is in hiding somewhere probably in Florida. USA Radio News. The Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on all of World War II. Now it looks like the desire to legalize illegal immigrants in the spending package is getting a major red light. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden remained on vacation over the weekend. He is scheduled to return to the White House Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for weeks, many of you have asked, you know, why did Biden say he wouldn't get the vaccine and then turn around and do mandates? I looked up exactly what his quote was. So Biden didn't necessarily say he wouldn't get the vaccine, but this is what he did say on that, which again helps fuel vaccine hesitancy. In September 2020, he said Americans have had to endure President Trump's incompetence and dishonesty, he said. When it comes to testing and personal protective equipment, we can't afford to repeat those fiascos when it comes to the vaccine. He said, let me be clear, I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. He said, and at this moment, the American people can't either. Last week, Senator Harris and I laid out three questions this administration is going to have to answer to assure the American people that politics will not play a role in whatsoever in the vaccine process. He said if Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence. So what Biden had done is if Trump had won and the vaccine rollout would have continued under Trump, Biden was then basically suggesting, not that he is anti-vaccine, he said he supports vaccine, but he would not support a vaccine rollout under Trump. So it makes you kind of wonder what would have happened if Biden and Harris didn't win. Would they have not urged their supporters to get the vaccine? Kamala Harris said, this was her exact quote, okay? She said, if the public health professionals, this happened during the October 2020 vice president debate, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, she said, I'll be the first in line to take it, absolutely. She goes, but if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it. So when I watch a vice presidential debate, and I know we were all distracted by the fly landing on Mike Pence's head, but when I saw the vice presidential debate, when I heard that, I was going, wait a second. So if anybody's going to, you know, if anybody doesn't like Trump, then he'll, if he says anything about the vaccine, people are going to turn around and say, I'm not going to get the vaccine. Okay, from a public health standpoint, that is an absolute disaster. It doesn't matter who the president is. If we have a public health crisis, politics have to be put aside and we all need to be on board. And I remember listening to that going, wait a second, is somebody going to advise Trump then not to get on a microphone and suggest the vaccine, because there's so many people out there that dislike him that would then turn around and say, I'm not going to get the vaccine, which, by the way, I think is ridiculous. Okay, whether you like Biden, don't like Biden, like Trump, don't like Trump, if there's a vaccine that you believe works, you get it. You know, just having somebody say, you know, I support this, it does. It really makes you wonder if Biden and Harris didn't win, would they have been anti-vaccine? I don't know. So those were kind of odd statements, because it was basically a rally to their supporters of, look, guys, you know, we're not going to support the vaccines that Trump is going to administer. That's a big, big problem. And then the election happened, and then it was a complete switch. So another issue that I think the public officials had, which I know a lot of his doctors had issues with, is you can't say, guys, look, just get the vaccine and you'll be fine. I mean, even Biden, and it was a gaffe, you know, he said, look, if, you know, he said, you're not going to get COVID if you get these vaccinations. Very wrong, but that, it's not just on Biden. This whole time, the public officials are like, guys, all you have to do is get the vaccine. Just listen to us. All you have to do is get the vaccine. Well, what about the monoclonal antibodies? Where was the focus on monoclonal antibodies? Where was the focus on giving people N95 respirators? So what fuels distrust is when somebody understands that a pandemic is so multifaceted, and there's just a very narrow thinking of, we just got to get everybody vaccinated, and we have to mandate, you're going to lose your job, you're going to, it just didn't, you know, their approach should have been, look, guys, vaccines are going to be crucial, but, all right, we are also going to spend similar energy on getting you guys monoclonal antibodies. In fact, monoclonal antibodies, apparently they're in short supply. Yet monoclonal antibodies have been shown to help, especially those vaccinated that are still at high risk for severe COVID. So, you know, just putting all your eggs in one basket doesn't really garner a lot of trust. And then this was a biggie, especially with young women. So we're going to be speaking about this. In the UK, they had at least 30,000 complaints from women saying, look, something happened to my periods after the shot. In America, I think they only had a few thousand complaints that were logged in, but I heard multiple patients say, look, you know, what's going on with the COVID vaccine and our period? And I kept going to the CDC website, and the CDC website really didn't have any information on that. Well, it wasn't until 9 months later that finally the NIH said, look, we're going to look into it. That fuels distrust. Right? When women are saying there's something wrong with their period, and it takes the government 9 months to decide they're going to investigate, and the UK is just as guilty. Only now they're starting to really take that seriously. You really want young women feeling like they can't be heard? So that doesn't really help, you know, fuel trust either. Of course, the concept of personal choice. Obama, with his signature Affordable Care Act, there was a lot of mistakes with Obamacare. But the one thing that got bipartisan support was his, you know, just his focus and his almost decree that an employer needs to stay out of a person's choice, especially a woman's choice with her body. So he said neither cost nor employer should dictate a woman's ability to make choices about her own health. He said whether you're a teacher, a small businesswoman, a nurse, janitor, no woman's health should depend on who she is or where she works or how much money she makes. Every woman should be in control of the decisions that affects her own health, period. So the government taking that role, saying we're not going to allow employer overreach. What happened to that when all of a sudden mandates, and now an employer is allowed to mandate that you cover your face and you get a vaccine? So, you know, and mind you, I support vaccine. I think the vaccine works. I support the vaccine. But you have Obama saying a woman, she has a right to choose. You know, especially when it comes to birth control, and an employer can't, and I agree with that, keep an employer away from what a person needs to do with their body, which is why I even went further, don't have an employer pay for it. Keep an employer completely out of somebody's health care. But sadly, that's not what's happening now. And of course, the government fueled mistrust when they promised no vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, let me be clear on this. The government is not now nor will be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database, no federal mandate requiring everybody to obtain a single vaccination credential. Then, of course, the White House and FDA not being on the same page with boosters. Another big issue with distrust is if the government wants us to have an immunity to the virus, why are those saying, look, I have natural immunity, let me prove it, getting blown off? You know, at least look like you're interested in natural immunity. And then, of course, we just violated the Civil Rights Act by saying, you know, you can't eat, you can't, you're going to be discriminated against, you can't fly, you can't go to school if you don't get the vaccine. That completely destroys distrust. So I think there's a lot of things we need to do before the next public health crisis, God forbid, and I wouldn't repeat almost any of the things that we went through throughout this COVID pandemic. That was a cluster. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And if you don't like the letters, it's 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. So here's a question for y'all. All right. For those of you that are pro mandates, because I think if we have a poll out there, how many people think we should suspend the mandate? I think a lot of people that are anti-mandate would say so, even if you're pro-vaccine. Which, by the way, I don't know what to call us, those that are pro-vaccine but anti-mandate. I would say common sensors, but I don't want to insult anybody. So I'm pro-vaccine. I don't like the mandate. But one question I do want to ask you all is, should the vaccine mandate be suspended for kids and for teenagers? and for young adults that want to get the shot voluntarily, but should the mandate be suspended until more of these side effects or connections with menstrual irregularities gets figured out? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for months in America, people were complaining they were having issues with their period. I had one lady, she had, she'd been bleeding now heavily for months. I had to send her to the gynecologist. They had to figure out and make sure it wasn't endometrial cancer, make sure there wasn't anything else going on. And she had said, look, since her shot, she just hasn't stopped bleeding. And I think there's a postmenopausal woman that has made headlines saying, look, I haven't had a period in years, and all of a sudden I started bleeding after the vaccine. I can't think of the actual pathophysiology, per se, of an mRNA vaccine or an adenovirus vectored Johnson & Johnson vaccine with DNA on why that would affect the period, unless maybe stress hormones or your immune system might, you know, shall we say, be a little peaked and woken up, and then maybe other things might then follow suit. But it scares young women. And the government's approach, which is kind of under this still theme of government distrust, is they've been kind of ignoring females', you know, gynecological concerns, which is kind of big because your menstrual cycle does relate to your fertility. Now, mind you, I want all fertile females protected from COVID. So I would still tell you to get the vaccine to protect against COVID, but I wouldn't mandate it. I would say it's your choice. So my question is should we just suspend the mandate, slow our roll, pump the brakes on young women and men, especially with the myocarditis link, suspend the mandates just until more data could be looked at? You could still offer it. You could still administer it. But just, you know, should we withhold a college degree from a menstruating young female who is concerned about what the shot could do to her cycle? Well, somebody would say, well, it's a very small side effect and nobody should make a big deal about it. Well, apparently in the UK, 30,000 women have reported post-vaccine menstrual disorders. And that's just what's being reported. I can't tell you how many people, you know, didn't really come forward. I mean, I told you guys, I'm glad I got the vaccine. If I was supposed to get a booster, I would have gotten the booster. But I got to tell you, man, I thought I was pregnant. Because after that vaccine, I mean, man, my boobs hurt. And I felt a little off. And I was like, I got to be pregnant. And I had to put the two together that it might have been related to the vaccine. Because for weeks, something wasn't right. In fact, I wanted to set up a mammogram because I'm like, is this breast cancer? I just don't understand why, you know, things were, I felt like I was pregnant. Just, you know, I didn't report it because I can't say it was from the vaccine. So imagine how many others might have had issues that didn't report it. And again, not the biggest deal. You know, if they want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. But just don't force it. So what's happening now, according to the government agency, suspected reactions relating to a variety of menstrual disorders have been reported after all three of the COVID-19 vaccines, the Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. So remember, the UK doesn't use the Johnson & Johnson, they use the AstraZeneca. But AstraZeneca is very similar to the Johnson & Johnson using an adenovirus vector. Adenovirus is a weakened form of a cold virus. So one of the companies uses a chimpanzee adenovirus vector, another uses a weakened human adenovirus vector, but still very, very similar. So they say the changes include heavier than usual periods, delayed periods, unexpected vaginal bleeding that have been recorded after the first and second doses. There have been, in America, I believe there were two gynecologists that said, look, you know, we're not anti-vaccine, everybody kind of, you know, put the guns away, point that arrow somewhere else, but would like to investigate this. Can we investigate this? And so I remember they brought it up in no headlines. Nobody seemed to cover it. Nobody seemed to care. Yeah, if you want to engage the female voter, don't blow us off when we're saying there's something going on with our periods. So the UK's investigated. We talked about the NIH. The NIH is, I think, giving $1.67 billion. Let me just double check what they're going to do. $1.67 million to five institutions, Boston University, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Michigan State, Oregon Health and Science, and they are going to look at if the COVID vaccines have any effect on a menstrual cycle. They're going to look at geographically, racial, ethnically diverse populations, quote unquote, and they're going to have one study specifically on adolescents. So my question is, if you are going to now study and you are concerned about adolescents and women in their periods, does it make sense to still have a mandate? And I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, look, you know, the mandate isn't, you know, absolute. People could quit their job. I don't know if you've noticed, but once Biden said all employers, 100 employees or more, and if that's the type of work you're in, there's not a lot of employers that have less than 100 employees. I mean, it's really starting to limit your options. So you just quitting isn't an option. And again, I thought Obama said, right, employers are not allowed to interfere with a woman's health. So, or anybody's health for that matter. So, you know, what could be going on here? Well, you know, we spoke about, you know, how women might be in sync with others, this McClintock effect, where Dr. Martha McClintock, a psychologist at Harvard, looked at 135 females in a dorm room back in 1971, and they found a significant increase in synchronization of their periods between roommates and best friends. But a lot of other studies have debunked this theory, and my periods never fell in line with other women. It just didn't. I just never saw it. But things that might affect a period is your change in exercise, stress, a change in your eating habits, a thyroid disorder, weight changes. So if, let's say somebody got the vaccine, they were stressed about it. Let's say they also had, you know, a change in weight from COVID. I mean, you know, there could be multiple factors. But my issue is when you have thousands of women saying, look, you know, my periods were regular. After the shot, they weren't. That's a pretty interesting data set. So why don't we look at it? So again, my question to you all is, should mandates be just suspended and still allow voluntary access to the shot for those who want it, which is the way I think it should have always been, but that's just me, based on now countries are starting to look at there might be a link to a menstrual issue. And even if the menstrual link isn't so much dangerous, a woman's period is kind of important to her. Doesn't anybody care? You know, having an abnormal period is, you know, yeah, it might not kill you, but it's still pretty serious. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.